Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
We have to aspire to kingdom worship. That is why Colossians chapter 3 tells us that if then you are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Now, the things which are above, that Jesus says that if I speak to a religious believer like Nicodemus or a carnal Christian, in other words, a Christian who thinks like an unbeliever, that person will not get it. The Bible is now telling us that because the Holy Spirit has been given unto us, we should do what? Seek the things which are above. Seek the kingdom brand of issues, not the earthly ones, which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand side of God. Set your mind on things above. Set your what? Your mind, your affection on things which are above, on the kingdom version of issues. That is where our interest must be as believers, to bring the kingdom of God down. That is why the Bible says that seek the things which are above. Seek it. What does it mean? It means that we are on this earth, but we should look for the things which are above. We should seek it and bring it down to this earth. Hallelujah. We should seek kingdom worship and bring kingdom worship down to the earth. Because seek infers that the thing is missing. Seek is an old word for search. Search for the things which are above. Because you see, on this earth, you can look around, grope around, you will not find heavenly things. Because they are foolishness unto the unregenerated person, to the unbeliever, and to the Christian who thinks like an unbeliever. The thing is missing. But the Bible says that look for it. Seek it. Seek it. Not because it is missing in heaven, but because it is missing on earth. So you seek it and you bring it down here on this earth so that it affects life on this earth. Our worship on this earth must be affected by the way that heaven worships. Hallelujah. So I want us to look now, with this brief introduction, look now at the feature of kingdom worship we want to examine, and we will read from Hebrews chapter 11 and then verse 4. Hebrews chapter 11 and then verse number 4. The feature that we want to examine is that in kingdom worship, we acknowledge Jesus and his sacrifice for us. In kingdom worship, we acknowledge Jesus and his sacrifice for us. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4a. Let's read just the 4a. It says that by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. So, the Bible over here is telling us about offering something to God. You see? And there are two people, Cain and Abel, who were twins, who offered something to God. I want us to know that beyond being twins, Cain and Abel, they stood for the religious order and then the kingdom order. Cain stood for the religious order and Abel stood for the kingdom order. Now, it is obvious from the story of Cain and Abel, which is almost like a Sunday school story, everybody knows, it is obvious that God is pleased with what? Kingdom worship, which is Abel's offering, and then he is displeased with what? Cain's offering, or religious way of worshiping him, which is familiar to all mankind. Okay, now look at the language of the Bible. The Bible said that Abel offered a more excellent. Please underline more excellent. That should tell you something, that Cain's offering was also excellent. Okay? But it was excellent where? In the sight of men. But Abel's one is more excellent. You see that Cain and Abel are being compared. Or I should say, Cain's offering is being compared to Abel's offering. And the Bible uses these phrases or the phraseology, more excellent. It means that Cain's one is wonderful before us, but Abel's one before God is more excellent. It's more excellent. It's better. Hallelujah. So, kingdom worship is about giving God a more excellent sacrifice. A more excellent sacrifice. It does not necessarily mean that if you offer religious worship to God, you have sinned necessarily. It doesn't really mean that. But in comparison to Abel's one, it is lesser or more or inferior to Abel's one. So I want you to know that phrase, more excellent. Because some people will think that, well, then we shouldn't do any kind of worship to God. Okay? We shouldn't do any kind of worship to God. If I cannot do the kingdom one, then let's leave everything. Let's go and maybe offer ourselves to the devil or something like that. No. That is not what the Bible is trying to tell us. The Bible is trying to tell us that there is one which is better, which is more excellent, and because of what God wants you to aspire to or grow into. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. So, kingdom worship is giving God a more excellent sacrifice. All right? I want you to note the way that Cain went about his things. Cain initiated the idea of sacrificing to God. If you read Genesis chapter 4, you see that it was Cain who initiated the idea and indeed sacrificed first to God. And he sacrificed the first fruits of his labor unto God. Now, because it was Cain who initiated it and who sacrificed first, we want to understand that Cain was willing to offer it. Cain willingly did that. Otherwise, he wouldn't have initiated it. Normally, it is the second person who you can say maybe he didn't want to. But if you are the one who initiates, it means that you were willing. All right? So we can say that you can be willing or willingly offer your worship. And we are using worship technically, you know, or generally, I should say, to represent our praise, our thanksgiving, and then what we technically call worship in the church. All right? So Cain was willing. And then Cain was sincere. We can see that because you are initiating, it means that you really want to. You are sincere about it. But what was the result? God rejected Cain's offering. So you can be so sincere in your worship to God, but still can be rejected by God. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. Hallelujah. Abel offered an animal. All right? He offered an animal, the firstling of his flock. He offered it unto God, and God accepted Abel's offering. The question we want to ask is that why is it that although Cain willingly and sincerely gave his worship, thanksgiving, and all that to God, in comparison to that of Abel, his was inferior? Why? The reason is in the verse that we read. The same Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4a says, by faith. Can we all say by faith? By faith means that the difference between Abel's offering and Cain's offering was that Abel offered his by faith. Cain offered his not by faith. You get it? By faith, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. So the difference between Abel's offering and Cain's offering was faith on the part of Abel. It is because of faith that God accepted Abel's offering. And I want you to note something. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 tells us that faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if you take the definition of faith into Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4, where he said, by faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. It means that by hearing something, on the basis of hearing something, the sacrifice of Abel became more excellent than that of Cain. The difference was that Abel based his sacrifice on a word that he heard. That is why the Bible said he offered the thing by faith. It means that he offered it based upon a word. So the foundation of his offering was the word. The foundation of Cain's offering was not the word. He just did something because he felt that, oh, God has helped me in my farm, you know. God has helped me, has grown my crops and all that. Let me take the first fruits and come and offer it unto God. And it is not a bad thing at all. But the thing about it is that he didn't base it on the word of God. This word of God that made Abel offer something, the blood offering, the firstling of his flock, that word of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. All right? And in John 1:40, says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory. So this word that Abel heard, that motivated him, based upon which he offered animal, was Jesus. That word was Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, that is why he chose to offer a blood offering. The reason is that I'm sure that Adam and Eve, they were talking to their children who are Cain and Abel about the fact that a time is coming that God is going to offer his son. He's going to shed his blood to redeem us from our sins. And based upon that, Abel may have decided that, oh, based upon that word that Adam and Eve may have told him, I am going to offer an animal as a foreshadow of what God is going to do to restore us from our sinful state. That is why God looked upon Abel's offering, which we can describe as his worship, and then he says that it is more excellent. It is more excellent because the foundation is the Lord Jesus and his sacrifice for us. He saw it in advance, but we look behind us 2,000 years ago to see the cross. But he looked ahead of him to see that one day the cross is going to happen. Because God had told his parents that the seed of the woman is going to bruise the head of the serpent. He had earlier on told Adam and Eve, in fact, specifically Eve. So I believe that this was going on, all right? They were telling their children, their first two children, that look, we have messed up. You didn't come to meet a very wonderful system, but we used to have a wonderful system called the kingdom system. And God assured us that a seed of a woman was going to come, who is Jesus, and is going to crush the head of the serpent. They may have understood the cross from where they were, which they told unto their children. But Abel decided that I am going to offer something based upon what I've heard. So when he offered his offering, God says that it is by faith. Because you cannot bring in faith when you have not heard the word. Hallelujah. And so the difference between Cain's offering and Abel's offering was who? The Lord Jesus. or the Word of God. Hallelujah. So I want you to understand that in heaven, now I'm going to take you through the Bible, and I'm going to show you that in heaven, Jesus and his blood is deeply acknowledged. So if we should see that which is above on this earth, then we must deeply acknowledge Jesus, just as Abel did, and we must deeply acknowledge the blood of Jesus or the sacrifice of Jesus, just as Abel did, in order for us to be able to worship God in a kingdom way. Hallelujah.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So I want us to go to the book of Hebrews chapter 8. And then we will read at verse number 4. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 4. I want to read from verse 4 because I want you to get a certain context. Actually, what I want to zero in is verse 5. But let's read from 4 to 6 so that we get a certain picture. All right? I'm taking my time to teach you these things because they are not the common things that you hear. And the natural man cannot really compare spiritual things to spiritual because they are foolishness unto him in the first place. And they think it's a waste of time to look at the heavenly things and say, let us practice kingdom worship whilst we are on this earth. But that is what God wants. He wants his will, which is done in heaven, to be done on this earth. So look at Hebrews chapter 8 verse 4. For if he were on earth, he will not be a priest, that is Jesus, since there are priests who offer the gifts according to the law, who serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things. In other words, the priests on this earth, okay, the Levitical priesthood, the Old Testament priests in Israel, they serve the copy and shadow of the heavenly things. As Moses was divinely instructed when he was about to make the tabernacle, for he said, that is God said, see, can we all say see? In other words, Moses is about to make a physical tabernacle on this earth and have Aaron and his descendants be priests who are offering things to God, worship to God in that tabernacle or temple. And God tells Moses that, see that you make all things according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. So Moses is coming to establish worship of God on this earth, all right? Build a temple, tabernacle. And then God says that, be careful. Now, what I've shown you about the way that the worship is in heaven, you do the same thing on this earth. Says that, see to it, okay? That you make all things, in other words, the dimensions of the temple. See to it that you make all things according to the pattern shown to you. So the tabernacle of Moses, the Old Testament one that the Levitical priesthood started with, it was after the pattern in heaven. Okay? It is just a shadow. I want this understanding to come. Look at verse 6 as we end. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry. Please underline more excellent. You see that the more excellent we saw in Hebrews 11:1, by faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice. He is using the same phraseology about Jesus and his ministry, that Jesus has obtained a more excellent ministry, as much as he is also a mediator of a better covenant. You see comparison, comparing spiritual things with spiritual here. Something is more excellent. He mentioned the priesthood of Jesus, who is the Word of God, and he uses the same phrase that it's more excellent. The worship under Jesus, the worship that acknowledges Jesus and his sacrifice, is more excellent. It is like the offering of Abel. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. But I want us to go to Hebrews chapter 9 whilst we are there. Look at verse 23. Hebrews 9 and then verse 23. Therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these. In other words, that tabernacle that Moses did, he was supposed to use the blood of animals to purify it. So, verse 23, Hebrews 9 teaches us that it was necessary that what Moses did on this earth, they used the blood of animals to purify it. But the original, which was in heaven, that God shown to Moses and told him that, see, that you do it according to the pattern of heaven. He says that that original temple or worship to God should be purified with better sacrifices than this. What is the better sacrifice? Better means that two things are being compared. The better sacrifice is the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, the shedding of his blood. The sacrifice which is not better is the shedding of animal blood and being used to sprinkle the temple that Moses did in the wilderness. The more excellent one is the one that Jesus Christ and his blood is used to purify it. And that one, the Bible says, is the heavenly things. Let's read the scripture again. Therefore, it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens, that is the earthly one, should be purified with these. These referring to the shedding of the blood of animals. But, can we all say but? But the heavenly things themselves, that's the original things, should be purified with a better sacrifice, with a better blood. So, the understanding I want you to have is that the blood of Jesus Christ is not relevant only for the earth. When he shed it 2,000 years ago, that blood was used to purify heaven. It was used to what? Purify heaven. Does it mean that heaven was impure? Not necessarily. It means that heaven had to be initiated into the new covenant, which is in the blood of Jesus. Heaven and the angels had to be initiated into this more excellent blood, more excellent covenant, agreement between God and man. Hallelujah. So the blood of Jesus is important in heaven, because the angels know that it was with the blood that God initiated the earth into a new covenant with him, and which the angels have to be purified, so to speak. They have to be initiated and given this new understanding that there is a new covenant between God and man. And the Bible says that the angels are wanting to understand this thing. This whole blood issue, it's a mystery to them. Only that by the blood shed on this earth, which Jesus Christ said that I must present it to heaven, it was used to purify and initiate the angels of God into God's new covenant with mankind on this earth. Hallelujah. Because it is important for there to be a oneness between heaven and earth. If earth, the blood has been shed on earth, the same blood must be used in heaven to do what? To synchronize earth and heaven, to synchronize heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. So that God's will in heaven will be on earth, and kingdom worship will be on earth as it is in heaven. It is going to be one whole kingdom, inseparable kingdom. So right now you are here. The Bible says that you are risen with Christ. You are seated in the heavenly places. So seek the things which are above. In heaven above, look at the book of Revelation chapter 5. You understand that in kingdom worship, Jesus and his blood is heavily exalted in heaven. Revelation chapter 5 and then verse 2. So we must do the same thing over here on this earth. Revelation 5 and verse 2. Then I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look on it. This is happening in heaven. So I wept. That's John. John says, I cried because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to even look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed." Prevail means that he has died. His blood has been shed. He has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose his seven seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne in heaven, and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, in the middle, in the very core of heavenly worship, in the very center of heavenly worship, stood a lamb, as though it had been slain. In the middle of kingdom worship, in the middle of the throne, there was Jesus Christ crucified. Jesus and his sacrifice, his blood that has been shed, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Thank God. In heaven, sent out into all the earth. Are you understanding? Then he came, that is Jesus came, and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one having a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of saints. And they sang a new song. The saints or the angels, they sang a new song saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and has redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nations, and has made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." So you see that there is this heavenly worship. God allows John to see into heaven and to see a worship that is going on. And because Jesus Christ crucified is now resurrected in heaven, he saw Jesus, a lamb that was slain, and he saw that he was in the middle of the worship, and the whole worship centered around the lamb and his blood, worthy because he was slain and he has redeemed us unto God. Hallelujah. Out of every tongue, every tribe, everything, the saints are saying it, the angels are saying it. So in heaven, Jesus and his blood is the focus, is the main thing. So on this earth, Jesus and his blood should be what? The focus for us to have a more excellent worship. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you'll be offering worship like Cain out of the sincerity of our hearts. It's not enough to be sincere. You can be sincere, but you can be wrong. Yeah. You can be sincere about somebody that I'm telling you this and this and that, but the person can examine your fact and say that, yes, I know you are sincere. You think that is the way it is, but that is not the truth. The truth is that it is rather this person and that and that and that. And you say, oh, is that so? Now I know. The first one, that you were presenting something which was not true, which was not the best. Was it not sincere? It was sincere because that is what you knew. That is the best you could do. But lo, the person says, "No, look, you were sincere. You, from your heart, you are worshiping me, but the way you are going about it, it is not the kingdom brand of worship. It is the way unbelievers worship. It is the way unbelievers do it. It is the way the natural man who cannot perceive the things of the spirit, which is foolishness unto him. That is the way that they worship. To unbelievers, the blood of Jesus is foolish. The Bible calls the message of the cross the foolishness of preaching. Not foolishness to God. It's the wisdom of God, the Bible says. But foolishness to the unbeliever. And foolishness to the believer whose mind doesn't have kingdom understanding. He cannot perceive the things of the Spirit. But you see, because it is from the sincerity of his heart, he thinks that God must take it. Because I sang the worship song, even I was shaking. Whilst I was singing Don Juan's song, So God must take it. No, the basis is Jesus and the blood and his sacrifice for us to qualify to be what? Kingdom brand of worship.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.